Like to call this special meeting of the Othola City Council to order at 12:00 PM on Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. And could we all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.03 on our agenda is the roll call. And tonight, we have Councilmember Corey Everett, Councilmember Larry McCourty, Councilmember John Lawless, and Councilwoman Gina Doro. The rest of the council, Angel Garza, Eugene Bain, and Mark Snyder had prior commitments. I'd entertain a motion to excuse those members from our proceedings today.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The notice has been properly given to the newspaper, is that correct, Becky?
Yes, sir.
And so I don't see any members of the media present. I see, at 12:02 PM, Councilmember Mark Snyder is now joining us. I'm on a 1.04 citizen input, Mark. So is there any member? I don't see any member of the community here who would be here to provide input, so I'll move to item two, approval of our agenda. Entertain a motion to approve our agenda today.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So now we'll move to item 3.01, irrigation line on 14th Avenue. And I'm going to receive a staff report from Wade and some recommended engineering information from Jake.
Okay, first of all, council, thanks for taking time out of your day to show up to do this. Sorry for the short notice and also for the urgency in this, but if we don't take advantage of an opportunity, we may lose it, the city. So that's why you guys are here today at lunch. We'll try to keep this as short as possible, but as long as you guys need and as many questions as you guys have to answer. Obviously, the subject of this is trying to run an irrigation line down 14th Avenue between the turnout there, or the pumping station there south of Water Tower, all the way to Columbia, to service both CBHA and all development that's south of Columbia and along Columbia, that area there. The concept was put together on basically the back of an envelope between Terry and Travis and myself, and then we ran it by the committee here a week or so ago, and they thought it was a good idea, so we pressed forward with it, did a lot of research on this. As I ran in here a while ago, I got some conflicting information, Mayor, I hadn't had a chance to share with you on what we need to do here. But the bottom line is, we feel if we can take advantage of this at this point, it'll really be meaningful to the city and save us a lot of water. And we all know how critical water is. So as you've read there and on the agenda memo, what we did then, we went out and got Varela to get with the current contractor and come up with a bid for doing that. And that bid is different what you see here, because what you see here is the engineer's estimate if we have to go out for bid. So I did some research last week with Kelly and to see if we need to go out for bid. He seems to think we do. I just got information from Varela walking in here a while ago that they showed me some data and some regulation that says we don't have to go out for bid. So apologize for the confusion, but what we need from you all is permission to press forward with this. And we think, talking to Terry briefly and to Jake from Varela, that we, based on the fact the project's ongoing and it's a slight change in the project itself, not outside the scope per se, that we don't have to go out for bid. So I have not had a chance to talk to Kelly with that, but what I'd like to do, ask from you all, is permission to go ahead and press forward, subject to conversation with Kelly, and then if he still says no, then we have a decision to make, and we may have to do it by phone call to council members to say he says no, what do you guys think? Well, I'd like to hear from you guys as far as what y'all think at this point. just to let you know, if you want to go ahead with that agenda memo there, we had a separate agenda memo that shows what the bid is. Here's what Morella thinks it'll be if we have to get a different contractor in, because they'll have to mobilize, they'll have to bring their equipment in, they'll have to work, you know, with our contractor. And the biggest sticking point going out the bid, of course, it'll take about 4 weeks. And we'll probably lose our opportunity to get this done if we go out the bid. We want, of course, keep it legal and keep it within the bounds of the regulations and RCWs. Yeah, Corey.
What's the timeframe on it?
On doing the project yourself?
Yeah, are we going to be able to get that? So when is 14th going to be finished if we follow through?
I'm going to turn it over to Jay.
Yeah, Corey, so we put this change request together with one stipulation that this work be done without any effect on the contract time. So the pricing we received was pricing that to get the work done within the existing contract time with no additional added days.
So I got a question on, is this okay with the irrigation district? Is this...
I've already talked to the irrigation district. They're willing to sell us the water. The concept, and I apologize, I'm trying to rush through this, and I should never do that. For those of you who weren't on the committee meeting, the concept on this is that we form our own sort of irrigation district, like in our neighborhood, Larry, where there's a set price per year for the water, and then the city will pay that to the irrigation district. We've talked to them, and they said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And so we would then set up, like I say, sort of an irrigation district for the city. Yeah, that's probably using the wrong words. Don't hold me to those words. It'll be something similar. And then we'll probably do a set fee per year, non-negotiable, as far as you will participate if you're in this district, and you'll pay. We'll put that on the water bill. It'll probably be a monthly charge, an extra $10, $15 or whatever. I'm just pulling numbers out. And that'll cover the cost of the water, cost of maintenance, cost of running the pump that we'll have to put in place up by the other pump just south of our, to service our area. So, long answer to your question, Mark, but that's what it is.
I've got one question, and this could be yay or nay. I understand that, or I was told that there's an irrigation line going down 14th now, and all we'd have to do is hook up and go out farther toward 26.
We thought the same thing, Larry. We looked at that line. It's actually the old AC line, asbestos concrete line, okay, for the water. Uh-huh. And when we abandoned that, Terry, right?
Yeah, we had to cut through that in the project in order to get the streets, side streets connected, uh-huh, to the main. Uh-huh. And we looked at that 12-inch AC as possibly using it, but since we've cut through it like that, we can't assure the integrity back here further without some considerable work being done and driving the cost up.
So it'll all be new?
Yes, it'll be a new C900.
Perfect.
Yep. C900?
Correct. It'll be purple pipe, actually, we'll code it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and we wouldn't be able to use the AC pipe anyway, because you're not supposed to be continuing use of AC pipe in water systems.
Except this is an irrigation system.
Oh, it's an irrigation system, okay.
So we were okay, we thought, until we looked at the price, and it didn't make sense.
So if you have an issue with Kelly, one thing you might tell Kelly is the city can purchase the pipe and then own it, and then give it to the contractor to install for it. Seriously.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, that way, if you're worried about a bid process and stuff like that, if we own something and we give it to them to install while they're doing the job, that's one way around that. Whether, you know, we get the pipe itself.
Okay, I don't know the pipe on that. We talked about the exact same thing, John.
If we get in a pinch, We can take material requirements out of the project, hand them over. You still are kind of bound by installation and testing and everything else. So I think what our conversation was is that would be a measure in an effort to expedite lead time. So if we knew a pipe was out 2 weeks, city could purchase it now, and the contractor could put it in as soon as it shows up. But it doesn't look like lead times is a substantial issue.
Okay.
Yeah, Terry just reminded me of another point. There's a, now, DDM Enterprises, they're in a, actually has irrigation rights. So if we didn't put this in now, by rights, they could come back and have us put it in, is that right?
Yeah, it's dedicated, there's an easement dedicated for the irrigation for DDM Enterprises south of Johnstone Street. So if we didn't put it in, there is a possibility he could have come back and.
Okay, because we cut through the line, and that line would be the line that fed them, then we would have to come back and replace it anyway. So that probably would have some sway on the legal, I would think, because we're replacing existing.
Should have included in the contract, it didn't.
Well, we're replacing existing utilities that have to be there.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Linear.
Phrase it that way.
Just shy of 2,000, the combination, mostly 10 and 8 inch by a little bit of 6 inch for CDHA.
10 and 8?
Correct.
The other option we thought of, actually, the mayor thought of this, he's smarter than some of us, but, is to go to CBHA and ask them to do the project, and then we contribute to it. But that gets a little fuzzy, doing it that way. We prefer to do it this way, is.
They can help pay for it.
They will help pay for it.
Right.
Yep. I wanted to talk to Greg about, that's the first conversation I had with Greg Brandenburg, is we're gonna do this, and your part will be X amount, so. I don't know how much it'll be. We'll have to negotiate with him. Those are numbers we're still gonna work out, Corey. We just got the bid numbers on late Friday.
So can I characterize all this?
You can.
Okay, so.
You're the mayor, you can do it.
Yeah, the end result is, this council has been through enough water meetings and recognizes, and the committee recognizes that at some point, we have to start putting people in new subdivisions on irrigation water, rather than using potable drinking water. That's the end goal of this project, or of this line going in on 14th Avenue. So then, because there was a number of things that were unresolved as a result of the engineering on the first engineering firm that was well paid to develop all of this, as you go along in a project, you begin to understand that, wait a minute, this wasn't taken care of, negotiated, or done. And so we continue to run into certain items like that. This happens to be one of them. And there was a discussion, I remember early on here, over a month ago, that Columbia Basin Health was going to run this line. And then there was a discussion that we weren't going to run this line. And so then finally, I think the committee met and decided, no, this line needs to be run because this is the direction that we want to go in. We want to save the water for these lawns for other additional hookups. So that then goes back to this project where the schedule is such that why we're having a special meeting is because the council needs to authorize the staff, the engineering firm, the mayor. We don't have the authority to say, yes, go ahead and do this. So the city council has to make a decision to authorize the staff and the engineering firm to negotiate with Columbia Basin Health and the irrigation district to work out the details of having this line run. So that's the nature of it. It was one of these details that it became really apparent here just in the last, 4 days, 5 days. And so now we still want to get this paved before November no later than the first week of November, or else that's going to sit in dirt and gravel all winter long. And I don't want to be, and I know you as a council don't want to be party to having that. So it just seems like every time we turn around, we keep running into, you know, an issue from time to time like this, but it's one that we need to make a decision on. That's kind of the summary of it. And so the rest of the time, I want to give you guys, if you have more questions about it, if there's more detail you need, you can continue to ask questions right now, and you can also talk to staff afterwards.
One thing I want to add, too, is this is sort of a proof of concept So what we'll do then is, before the first house hooks up to it, and probably before CBHA, probably within the next, within the next month or so, come up with a, an actual ONC that will require all new development that has access to this line to hook up. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll be presenting that to you guys. I've got to figure out the wording on that. But that's what I believe is the correct thing to do. That way, if someone develops even north up here, north of Olympia, okay, there's a turnout up there we have access to. Terry and I scoped out a couple weeks ago. There's an access right up there on the corner of 14th and Lee Road. There's a turnout right there that any development could hook up to that. So if they have access, then they got to do it. This, the city putting this irrigation line in now is to help us prove that concept. So we'll be coming back. It's not on the agenda, so I can't ask you to look at it, but I can talk about it. Is we're coming back, and remember we talked about running a sewer and water and storm between 14th and 7th on Olympia. So when we go out for bid for the sewer, like we have to do, we'll also throw in the irrigation along with that and go out for bid for that so we get the lowest possible price along there. So that'll be coming to you pretty quick as we get some details worked out on that.
There's a turnout on 7th and Lee as well.
Yeah, sure there is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
More questions, Council?
Questions, Council?
No.
Concerns about this whole bid thing from anybody? We're doing the best we can for the city to do this.
Do you think $50 a linear foot is realistic for materials bedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm asking more.
It's a, what is it, 10 inch?
Yeah.
10 inch,
yeah. 10 and 8, C900.
Yeah, problem.
Okay. So that's a pretty good price mark, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the one that comes out to $107,000?
Yeah, with tax.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, with that, I'd entertain a motion to authorize staff to proceed with negotiating the rest of the details of this contract for the adding the irrigation water to the 14th Avenue project up to this non-budgeted 107,620.68, and if it ends up being more than that, then of course I think we need to come back to the council.
I would ask that we keep it within, I don't know, 5 or 10% just in case.
Okay, yeah, 10%. Okay, yeah. So
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. No further business. We'll close the meeting tonight at 12:18 p.m.